Chapter 14, Purple and Green. After looking all over Ponyville, Rarity finally found the unicorn and the dragon out searching for gems. She watched from afar as Charity bent down to pat Spike on the head. "My adorable Spikey Wikey, you're such a big help with these gems!" Rarity felt a sudden pang of jealousy. That was her Spikey Wikey. But then she remembered her plan. She adjusted her mint-colored wig and smoothed down the light green dress she'd found in Charity's suitcase. She was ready.
"Anything for you, Charity," Spike said, hearts still in his eyes. "I know my way around a gem cart. I've had lots of practice with Rarity. She's the best at finding gems."
The cart Spike was dragging only had a few shimmering stones inside, an emerald, and a few aquamarines. Apparently, Charity didn't have as much of a knack for locating sapphires and rubies as Rarity did. There were some talents a pony couldn't fake.
"I know," Charity nodded. "That's why I have to practice if I'm going to be as good as her someday. Tell me, what else does Rarity do?"
They walked along casually, and Rarity followed, unnoticed. She was going to interrupt them, but she loved listening to conversations about herself, especially when they were complimentary.
"Let's see," said Spike, scratching his claw on his scaly chin. "Well, for starters, she always looks pretty."
"Check,"
Charity said, fluffing her purple mane. "What else?"
"And she always puts her friends first. Rarity is the most generous pony in all of Equestria."
Spike reached for the emerald from the cart.
"Can I have this?"
"Yes, you may," Charity replied with a satisfied smile. "See? Generous!"
"Did you know that charity means generosity? That's got to count for something, right?"
"Definitely,"
Spike nodded, crunching into the emerald and swallowing it in one big gulp.
"So can I have another one?"
He grabbed one of the aquamarines and popped it into his mouth.
"Oh, and she always tries to show her unique style. Rarity is her own pony."
It was the perfect cue.
"Yes, she is," Rarity called out, trotting over to them with grand flourish.
She did a spin to model the light green dress. The gauzy organza billowed and floated in the breeze. The beadwork on the seams caught the sunlight in just the right way.
"Wow, Rarity," Spike said. "You look amazing."
"That's my dress," Charity cried, touching the fabric. "Why are you wearing that? I worked so hard on it."
Then she noticed Rarity's mint-colored mane and tail wigs.
"And your mane! You've dyed it?" Charity touched her own purple hair. "But I thought that purple was in."
"I thought I'd try something new," Rarity posed.
"What? You don't think it's fabulous?"
She flipped the green mane over her shoulder.
"Well, I do, but it's just that you are," Charity stammered. "It's like you're trying to look exactly like me."
Charity frowned and touched her mane.
"Or how I used to look."
Charity slumped down.
"Before I started trying to be you."
"Don't worry," Rarity smiled. She was glad that Charity was starting to see her point. "I can hardly blame you for coveting my style." "But Charity, darling," said Rarity as she took off the wigs and let her purple locks tumble out, "I would never dye my mane."
"Oh, Rarity, I'm so totally sorry,"
Charity exclaimed. She put her hoof to her head.
"I've been like the worst apprentice in all of Equestria."
"I haven't been the best teacher either," Rarity admitted.
She put her hoof on Charity's shoulder. "I should have been helping you with your project instead of using you for my own personal career gain. I've set such a poor example. I did tell you to do as I did. I only realize now what a big mistake that was."
Rarity let out a massive sigh. "Frankly, I don't deserve to be a hoof mentor."
"Are you kidding?" Charity smiled. "This whole experience has been so incredible. To watch you working in your element, it's totally everything I ever hoped for." She stepped close to Rarity.
"You're the greatest fashion designer of all time, Rarity." That's so sweet. Rarity was so touched that she was starting to get a little choked up. You're well on your way, too. This gown is simply stunning. She motioned to her outfit. It's different from anything I have ever seen. If you keep at it, you're going to be a smashing success. Thank you, Charity said, embracing Rarity in a hug. When they pulled apart, Charity said, Can we start over? Absolutely, Rarity giggled. She stuck out her hoof. It's nice to meet you. I'm Rarity, and I'm Charity Sweetmint, but you can call me Charity. Charity laughed, head held high. Want to go to the spa with me? I think I might need to have my mane redone. Only if we work on your fashion line for the hoof competition after, Rarity said. Just tell me what to do and I'll help. You're the boss. Deal, Charity nodded. I even think I have an idea for it. It was inspired by something I saw in one of Twilight Sparkle's books. Sounds lovely. As the two ponies walked to the Ponyville Day Spa together, Charity had a smile plastered on her face. It was so much better to be herself than to try to be some pony else. Charity couldn't believe her mentor thought she had talent. She was already beginning to feel more comfortable in her own coat. Hey! Charity turned to Spike and whispered. Rarity thinks I have potential, Spikey Wikey. Ahem. Rarity cleared her throat. Darling! Charity stopped. Yes? Let's get one thing straight. That's my Spikey Wikey. Capiche?